Hello, Andy listeners, such as you are, I wanted to take a couple of minutes just to express my thoughts on the new Guildball announcement from Steamforged. I'm not going to top and tail this with theme music or anything like that. It's not really an episode, it's more just me putting a thing out. Go and listen to Singled Out. I think Singled Out with Alex Botts had a fantastic conversation about maybe a more rational response. Go and listen to Pete's response on Rage Quit Wire, because again, I think Pete put out a very rational response and expressed a lot of optimism. I'm not going to sort of cover what they've talked about. I wanted to take this purely from a more personal standpoint. And I want to preface this by saying, if you as an individual can now go and buy models because you want to play against your friends or to complete your collection or just to paint or whatever, then all power to you. Like if Ellie or Campbell or Dave or Alex, like my local Guildball community, want to have a game, I will get my morticians or brewers out of the box and we'll have a game of Guildball and we'll have a great time. And if you want to buy models from Steamforge because of the reasons I've just mentioned, then not that you need my blessing, but please enjoy that, and please enjoy your new local scene or making a new local scene or putting on tournaments. Jesus, this is cutting me up. I was very invested in Guildball. If you've never heard who I am, and that's fine, why would you? I'm just a dude on the internet. I produced and edited the Don't Touch the Beard match reports, which at their height would gain 1,000 views in the first 24 hours. And I think at one point I was racking in 200,000 hours of video watched every month. I also produced Beard Pod, which is what you're listening to now with Connor and Panzer. And I must admit my opinions that are coming are mine, not theirs. I've not really spoken to them about this. In which we put out hundreds of episodes going over new releases and Tactica and just our thoughts and opinions and erratas, and we had developer interviews. I produced the weekly Snowflake report where I went through all of the tournament data thanks to the brilliant Sam at Longshanks, and produced the Ghost Deer Index, which is the what captains were least played but winning most. If like me you're a hideous snowflake and want to be special but don't want to play uphill against the rules. I produced Tales of the Free Cities, which was two seasons of audio dramas making Sherwin's excellent stories into a dramatization of his written word, something I'm immensely proud of. A lot of people who were part of that have gone on to fantastic things. Jude Cates especially was part of the writing team for Warhammer 40,000's Dark Tide. She's now a celebrated fantasy author in herself. It's phenomenal to see. And a lot of people from Steamforged voiced characters on Tales of the Free Cities, which was a wonderful thing. I hosted tournaments, whether it was the Big Bad Beard Ball Bash or whether it was the London Grand Tournament. Whether it was a small 15-man tournament or a multi-day 7-round with in the same room as 2,000 other nerds as part of the London Grand Tournament. I did a lot because I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And I was very blessed and to A, have a model in the game be me, at least that's how I interpret it, if nothing else, you know, an ability is named after me. Two models in the game have rules that I wrote as part of being with the playtesters. Oh yeah, I did playtesting as well. That's Vetronox and gosh, I can't remember her name, one of the alchemist ladies. Great Balls of Fire was my rule. So I did a lot. I did an awful lot. Because it was the best game I've ever played, and it's still the best game I've ever played. And it was so clean and beautiful, and I went to all the conventions and met hundreds of people all over the world and gave out dice and gave out stickers and made friends and took photographs and confused my wife a great deal by people knowing who I was, which is still very funny. And I became very good friends with a lot of people at Steamforged, whether that's Jamie Perkins, or whether that was Don Westerland, or Bryce, or Richard, or Jamie Giblin, who's of course gone on to fantastic things with Games Workshop, and I wish him all the best luck in the world, and Steve Margitson, who is like one of my favourite opponents that I've ever played. And you know, you develop a very personal relationship with all of these people. And then a whole bunch of them got sacked, and this was a business decision, and Guildball was canned, and that was a business decision. And effectively, you blamed me, not just me, but you blamed the community and you blamed the content creators. And because of that, people lost their jobs. Some of whom had children under the age of one. And you made me feel that the work I'd put in and the content I'd produced lent to a business decision needing to be made to get rid of a product, which in turn cascaded into my friends being out of work during COVID. You made me feel awful. Like, everything I'd put in for years directly contributed to making people's lives worse. And I've not done the Guildball moratorium episode that maybe a lot of people expected, because how can you express that? And now you've put out a video saying that that wasn't your message and that that's not true. But for 3.5 years, you've made me feel like that. I wish everyone at Steamforged the very best of luck in all their endeavours. Jamie, you're a phenomenal human being, and I miss talking to you as much as we did. I don't wish anyone ill, but I also need to understand how much you hurt the people that loved and supported your product. And in many ways, no, in absolutely no way, there is nothing you can do to undo that. That's it. That's really what I want to say. So, Andy viewers, listeners, such as you are, as ever, I need a better outro, but then so did Guildball.